This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A small jobs program in Anchorage has given work to people unemployed by the pandemic and at the same time helped deal with scores of dead trees and restore trails in city parks. Alaska Public Media's Kavitha George talked to participants who say it was a lifesaver.
The Muni's Beetle Kill Spruce removal team is wrapping up work for the season.
Today's actually our last day. And so we're just cleaning out all the trucks, cleaning out the storage room. This is where we keep all the chainsaws and stuff.
Andy Ethington is one of the 25 tree removal employees the city hired in August to tackle the widespread issue of beetle-killed spruce around Anchorage. Since September, they worked 7 days a week, felling dead trees and chopping them into free firewood for the neighborhood. Ethington was planning to work for the Forest Service pre-COVID. When his job was canceled, he tried finding restaurant work, but with the shutdowns, no one was hiring.
It's really given me a good purpose to be here, you know? I mean, because I thought I was going to be stuck doing restaurant work, which would have been cool. I mean, that's what I'm comfortable with, but that's just not something that is lucrative right now, you know?
Tyler Keel was laid off from a groundskeeping job because of COVID. With this park job ending, he says he'll try to find another one. But if he can't, he'll have to file for unemployment.
Coming to work here kind of saved me because it was really the only thing that I could find for work at all. Everywhere else I was trying to apply, it just wasn't either calling me back or they weren't hiring, didn't need people because of COVID.
Candace Blass, one of two women on the team, came from a nonprofit desk job and says she never considered the job of an arborist, someone who takes care of trees.
I love being outdoors all day. I love working with my body and gaining skills, like really practical skills, and I just feel really engaged mentally and physically all day, and it feels great.
Blass says as a woman, she wasn't sure if she would be able to keep up with such a physically demanding job. But many of the new hires were first-time park workers, too. Lots of them had never even held a chainsaw, she says.
And that we were all learning. That was a great, like, equalizing thought, and that actually empowered me to be like, wait, I can actually, like, excel here, you know, right. And then it turns out like I'm better in some ways, honestly.
The Anchorage Assembly carved out $4.5 million in CARES Act money for the program. $3 million has been spent so far on tree removal, trail restoration, and other pre-approved parks and recreation projects. The rest is going to fund more jobs this year, according to Department Director Josh Durand. 80 to 90% of each project's cost is used to pay employees, he says. Between three trails projects and the tree removal team, the city hired about 40 people for 2 to 4 months of work.
I think an important thing to recognize is not only is this funding getting people back to work and having people have a viable income for a period of time, but it's also helping us meet the higher demand of outdoor use and safety and things of that nature.
Durand says during the pandemic, the city has seen a 30% increase in trail usage. Tree removal was already a priority, since dead trees, present in more than half of Anchorage's parks, can pose a fire risk and a safety hazard in a windstorm. Most of the tree removal team makes about $18 an hour. For Blass, that's a pay cut, but she's excited to have discovered a new passion and a possible career path.
Like I said, I'm sort of scraping by right now, but I'm happy and doing things that I enjoy.
Many on the team are looking forward to the new year, hoping to get more work when Parks and Recreation sets up jobs with the remaining CARES Act money. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Kavitha George.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.